First time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Edward D. Wood, Jr.?
Hello there and welcome. This is Red Eyes Live. My name is Henrik and this is our Halloween special program with Christopher Morse. And unfortunately we missed a little bit of the introduction or the beginning of this program while we were recording this stream when we did the live show on this past Friday, the 31st on Halloween evening. So we're going to kind of jump into it a little bit in the middle of things here, unfortunately. But listen up and you'll be able to follow along anyway. It's pretty free-flowing and it's an excellent program, so I hope you enjoy it. So what we're going to see now is the first half of the first segment, and then we have the second segment available, of course, in our member section. So enjoy this, and thank you very much for stopping by.
And so though, you know, again, going back to it's how you look at it, you know, it might seem very hard to go there, but the benefit is when you transform that energy and you return that energy to yourself, that is bringing life to yourself. That is bringing energy to yourself. That's beginning the process of recovering your soul or making room for the soul, because parts of us might get stepped on or tramped out by the outside, pushed literally out through us and back. You know, just because it's like it doesn't seem like there's any room for the manifestation sometimes when there's a certain compression surrounding the body that enters in the earth. So someone's born and then they're surrounded by compression. How can that flow? How can that fountain come bursting forth? You know?
Yeah.
And that's part of freeing those things up is taking that walk through the dark night. But we'd take that walk because there is light and there is life and there is freedom from that burden if we walk on.
Absolutely. One thing that we can, you know, get into also, of course, and talk a little bit about is this idea about the, I guess we can call it the robot, the robotification of the human being, or and this is kind mm-hmm. of a lead on or a follow on from what we've been talking about with the living dead, in a way that we disconnect from our spirituality and also from our you know, from our emotional life in a way, and the man is in a way, the human being is slowly being turned into a robot, if you will, or a totally emotionless and a programmable robot, and I don't know anything that is more scary than that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, of course, it immediately brings me to like the television set and how we're this whole thing for or against or two sides to situations. Well, that's what is that is. It's binary, you know. Yeah. That's you know, there's infinite choices to any given situation. There's not just two ways of looking at it. Are you for or against this, or do you think this way or that way? And but that's part of trying to impose that robotic mind on us, to dumb us down or to limit us to this very narrow set of possibilities, this limited subset of choices,
right,
which is barely no choice at all, because it doesn't matter which you choose. The whole point is to inflict that mindset on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so either way, you're screwed, kind of.
And you know, we're the possibility of that we're becoming kind of vessels, if you will, empty vessels. We're going to get into this a little bit more later, of course, showing a little bit of some of the pictures of our, you know, some of our leaders, so to speak, and talk about this idea of walk-ins or you know, that we actually are demon-possessed in a way. But
yeah, now I'm getting excited.
right. And but this this idea about the, you know, that we when we potentially could open us up to other entities, other forces that are coming in through us if we are becoming too much of a robot. If the soul isn't in the body, if we aren't connected with our spirituality, we kind of say, you know, to the world, like, or the universe, hey, you know, here's a spot open, there's no one inhabiting this place here, and we become potentially the tools of something you know, more you know, evil, if you will. You know, that's a possibility. What do you think, Chris?
Oh, there's all kinds of forces floating around out there. Now, let's just imagine, let's take it in the simplest form. Let's say I'm angry. I'm really ticked off here. I'm really angry. Then I come up to you and I'm like, hey, you blankety blanking blanker, and then I push you around and just like start coming to you. And then all of a sudden you're starting to get angry. Gosh darn it. And then you come, and then you go home, and then you yell at like your people around you. And but you know, that even beyond the people, that's the force of like, it's a force moving through those people and perpetuating itself. You know, and there's all kinds of different forces like that. Anytime someone's like just vehemently trying to convince you of a point of view, they're trying to make you a vessel for a force.
Right.
Otherwise, why would it be so important for you to have to, you know, lock that in? You know, why do you have to say, absolutely, that's it. I'm totally just think this one thing, you know, to me, that's one of the most dangerous places to be. Is fixated on some kind of an idea, you know, because ideas are great, and there's millions of them, you know. To take one, no matter how good that one is, and try to apply it to every circumstance, it's just most likely not going to work.